This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158. And if you have a smart speaker, ask it to play Infinity Sports Network. I don't care where you at, what you're doing, how you're listening, where you're listening. Thank you. We appreciate you. The Uber delivery drivers, the truck drivers, the security folks, the officers, the healthcare workers, the post office people, Amazon, UPS. Was it DHS? No, is that what it's called? I don't know. Anyway. If you're listening, you got the sound of my voice. I appreciate you. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. The show gets started at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Hit rewind on the free Odyssey app and you will be all locked in. I'm being joined by super producer and host Ryan Hickey. And we are 25 hours away from the NFL draft in Detroit, Michigan. Can't wait. Like, once we get past the Chicago Bears, that's when the draft really starts, right? Everybody knows where Caleb Williams is going to go. And now that it's almost a foregone conclusion that he's going to go to the Bears, now we start to get the positive stories about Caleb Williams, right? Good teammate. Everybody likes him. Coaches dig him. All right, cool. Let's see how he plays in Chicago. He's going to have to start his career outdoors. But earlier today, we saw the renderings for a new stadium, a new downtown stadium on the lakefront for the Chicago Bears. So if Caleb Williams sticks around for a few years, he could have the benefit of playing indoors. Congratulations and good for him. Some other news throughout the course of the day, Trey Hendrickson of the Cincinnati Bengals, star defensive end. This man wants out. He wants to be traded. He wants more money. Of course, the Bengals, those cheapskates, they're like, hey, we got to pay Joe Burrow $55 million. Here's a peanut butter jelly sandwich. Here's a carton of eggs. Shut up and showed up to work, okay? They don't want to trade him. They want to keep him, but they don't want to pay him. So we'll see how that ends up. The Detroit Lions, actually a winning franchise for once in a long time, a very, very long time. They're handing out some money. Penei Sewell, Amon-Ra St. Brown, they both get new four-year contracts. Amon-Ra St. Brown, $120 million coming his way. Penei Sewell, $112 million. And in the case of Amon-Ra St. Brown, he's making $30 million a year. He's making the same amount of money as Tyreek Hill. Amon-Ra St. Brown showed up big time last year, 1,500 yards receiving to go along with 10 touchdowns. And here he goes. He's on a damn way. And so we got a lot more to do here over the next several hours. In an hour from now, I'm going to give you a new top six list. We're going to take a look at some of the biggest busts, quarterback busts in NFL history. We'll talk some more basketball, talk some more quarterbacks. And in a few minutes, I want to talk to you about Reggie Bush. Because earlier this morning, Reggie Bush was in the news for some positive reasons. And it involves his Heisman Award. I know we always talk about everybody getting an award and trophies and Like your little kid, your son, your daughter, they could absolutely suck at sports. But just because they show up, they get a participation trophy just for trying. Shouldn't be that way. You should earn what the hell you get, right? Reggie Bush earned what he got, and they took it from him. We'll talk about Reggie Bush in a minute. 855-212-4227. If you use the internet and you can do it safely, you can find me at JR Sport Brief. Let's talk to Dick. He's calling from Myrtle Beach. Hey, Dick, you're on the Infinity Sports Network. What's up?
JR, how you doing? I got a bone to pick. I got a bone to pick with you. So okay. You're mentioning all these drivers, the UPS and the Ubers and Lyfts. What about the cab drivers, the cab guys out there? I'm the cab guy in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. I am the number one cab company in Myrtle Beach. You guys ought to show us a little love. We were here before Lyft. We were here before Uber. We will still be here when Uber and Lyft is gone. We're still out here. We're Chicago Bears fans. We can't wait for tomorrow's drafts. Reggie Bush, I'm glad he's getting his Heisman back.
Oh, thank you,
Dick. You know what? The guy is from Detroit. They deserve what they got. I'm excited for the season. I'm excited to pick up the new Madden 25. I think that's going to be cool.
Madden?
But there's a lot to be excited about. Yes.
Okay.
You got new coaches coming in, new players coming in. It's going to be an exciting offseason, and I can't wait.
I'm happy for you, Dick. Thank you.
But yeah, you got to get the cab driver some love. We're still out here, brother.
Well, hold on, Dick. How long have you been listening? How long you been listening?
I've been listening for you for a very long time. In fact, I called you on Thanksgiving.
You didn't call me on Thanksgiving because I wasn't here.
Well, it might have been the day before. I called you sometime before Thanksgiving, talking about giving thanks about things we were thankful for.
Okay.
It might have been the day before Thanksgiving. It might have been the day after, something like that. But you were there. I remember we talked.
Yeah, well, that's fine. It wasn't the day after Thanksgiving either. But anyway, I'm glad we spoke. So listen, Dick, you've been listening for a long time. Thank you very much.
I'm a big fan of you. I enjoy your show.
Well, thank you. Well, Dick, you would know this. I thank a lot of people, and I've thanked in the past cab drivers. I can't go down the whole list every hour. Come on, Dick. Come on. Can't do that.
I just had to brush your chops. I've heard you do it before. I've heard you skip the cab drivers, and I'm going, hey, wait a minute. We are out here. Now, don't get me wrong. A lot of people forgot about us, but we're still here.
Well, it's you know what? Hey, Dick. I'm here in Atlanta. I'm dead smack in the middle of the city in Atlanta.
Yep.
Dick, if I stood outside on the curb for like 5, 6, 7 hours straight, just with my hand up in the air with a wad of cash, I am more likely to be robbed than I am to get a cab. Because they don't exist.
You know what? I'd be willing to bet that also. But do you know why that is?
Go ahead, tell me.
But do you know why that is? It's because the city and states are getting checks, monthly, yearly checks from Uber and from Lyft that is putting a lot of these cab drivers out of business.
Well, Dick, I got some advice. Move to London. The cab drivers out there fought, man. Move out there.
Oh, no. And here's my thing. I don't need to. These guys, I don't even know these guys exist down here. And the smaller cities like Myrtle Beach,
yeah,
we're still here. We're killing them.
All right.
Well, listen,
when I show up to Myrtle Beach, just give me some free rides, okay?
Hey, brother, when you show up here, I got you. I will. Hey, you can hop in my, and you just let me know. I got you.
No problem. Well, thank you so much, Dick, from Myrtle Beach. Appreciate you. No problem. Hickey, I mean, it's not like most, like in New York, I could still stand outside and get a cab. Like, there's cabs everywhere.
Everywhere.
But here in Georgia, there ain't no cabs. I can't go outside and get. I wouldn't know. When I grew up in New York, yeah, I could go outside and get a cab. I also knew the local cab places. You know, you call a cab, he shows up in front of your door, and boom, he's there. I wouldn't know who to call today to get a cab. I know car service. Thank you so much, Dick. Let's go to Kansas and talk to Anthony. Anthony, you're on the Infinity Sports Network, the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Anthony?
I want to say thanks for showing us Uber drivers some love. Appreciate it. Much appreciated.
You're welcome. Hold on, Anthony. Oh, my God. Hickey, if the Uber drivers are doing so good, what's Anthony sound like? He got a recording device on his phone. Is he okay?
I hope so. I will say, hand up, that's on me there for not maybe doing a better job, but I figured brevity in terms of just throwing him on would be faster than trying to get maybe a better signal. That may not be possible.
Nah, Anthony appreciates. Let's try Anthony again. Anthony, your phone sounds like you got rocks in it, but go ahead quickly.
I hope this sounds better now. Does that sound better?
No, nah, it still sounds terrible. If you want to try to call back, do that, but it doesn't sound good, okay?
All right.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Anthony. No problem. He showed up. He called to show love to the Uber drivers, and he embarrassed them. Maybe Dick is right. Dick has his own cab, so he can roll around with a better phone. I don't know.
Think Dick calls from a car phone?
What is that, a car phone? What do you mean? Like a phone embedded into the vehicle?
The old school car phones.
What, from like 1990?
I mean, this is no disrespect, but this is just truthful. A lot of the cabs are older cars.
What, like Crown Victoria, right?
So I just, maybe Dick has a leg up of, he's got a clear connection because he still has a car phone. And so got that hard line, if you will.
Yeah, I'm sure. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, what am I doing? 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. Oh, man. I didn't think at the top of the hour we'd be having a beef between the Uber drivers and the cabbies. The next thing I know, I'm going to have callers from you. I'm going to have UPS versus Amazon. That'll be the next venture. Maybe somebody will call me from, I think there's one Blockbuster left in Oregon. I don't know. I'm going too far now. Anyway, congratulations to Reggie Bush. Reggie Bush got his Heisman back. If you've been living under a rock for the past million years, or you're not a fan of college football, you'd probably know Reggie Bush, who was in the NFL, not as long and as successful as I thought he would be. The man was taken number two overall in 2006. He had a 10-year career, and then he did slip and bust his ass on that concrete, but I digress. This man was at USC, okay? The man rushed for like 3,100 yards, was a dual threat coming out of the backfield, caught about 1,300 yards, had 43 touchdowns, helped USC win a championship in 2004, and then the hammer got dropped on the man almost like 5 years after he left. They said that his family, him, they were taking houses and furnishings, and they were living in the agent's house. And years later, the NCAA even said that, hey, man, you participated in a pay-for-play type scheme at USC. And so what happened? Not only did USC get kind of stripped of their championship, Reggie Bush got stripped of his Heisman because they were like, this man was ineligible to even play. I mean, USC for a point in time even banned Reggie Bush as a part of their punishment. And Reggie Bush was just like, man, we ain't do nothing. And at this point in time, given all the rule changes and NIL and how much money you can make and where the money can come from, the NCAA is pretty much just like, hey, whatever. But the Heisman Trust, which basically followed along with the NCAA, they're like, hey, the rules have changed so much here, man. Take your trophy back. And I'm like, this is what we had to go through? This is what we got to deal with? Reggie Bush had to get dragged over the coals as one guy in something that, I mean, even before there was NIL, everybody was doing this. But Reggie Bush had to, quote unquote, pay the price. 2 years ago, Reggie Bush was on the I Am Athlete podcast. And Reggie Bush was telling everybody, wait a minute, all these new athletes getting money and they took my trophy away and I didn't do nothing. And listen to Reggie Bush explain. Listen, I never wanted to give my Heisman back. Never.
I didn't want to give it back. I was forced to give it back because the Heisman Trust. So here's the thing. I never interviewed with the Heisman Trust. I mean, we had a conference call. So they made a decision to take the Heisman Trophy based on a conference call and based on, you know, some information that was given that they basically got through the NCAA. The issue What that is, the NCAA didn't do their homework. I got to be honest. I did not know when it would come back, but I knew at some point in time I was going to get the Heisman Trophy back.
Yeah, well, 2 years after he recorded that, it came back. And he's had some big-time help. I mean, just a couple of months ago, how about another Heisman Award winner, NFL bust due to, Hickey, do I say Manziel? Do I blame it on drugs, preparation, partying, all of the above, right?
Yeah, that's one, all of the above.
Yeah, just every box that would make somebody a bust, Johnny Manziel checked all of them. But Johnny Manziel, he's a reformed man now. I think he wants to be a professional golfer. He was sitting down with Shannon Sharp on his show, and he basically said, man, it ain't fair what they did to Reggie Bush. Listen to what Manziel said a while back.
Do you believe Reggie should get his Heisman Trophy back?
Without a doubt. In the grand scheme of things, I probably did way worse than Reggie. The last 3-4 years, I've been walking back into the Heisman. I've been rallying the boy, talking with the guys. There's chatter. There's chirp going around that nobody in this crew, in this Heisman fraternity, it sits right with us, that Reggie ain't up there with us every year. It makes every one of us sitting there, Troy Smith, all these guys that I sit next to, he deserves to be on that stage with us every year, right? Unequivocally. I'm going to continue to do everything that I can in my power, whatever that may be. I'm just the little guy. I'm just the old first freshman to win it. I ain't got the clout like I used to be able to really make that happen, but for what I can and my part, I will always stand on this table right here for Reggie Bush and do anything that I can in my power to make sure that it's possible for him to even get his trophy back.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he might be the old, hard-partying, drunk Heisman Award winner, but you did have some respectable individuals. My main man, Tim Brown, was someone who said, this don't sit right with me. And so when the news broke today, what a glorious day, but we shouldn't have had to go through all of this. Listen to the news when it broke this morning. This is how I heard it on CBS Sports HQ.
We got breaking news in HQ from college football. Reggie Bush is getting his 2005 Heisman Trophy back. That's according to ESPN. The Heisman Trust is expected to announce a formal reinstatement today amid what is called, quote, enormous changes in the college football landscape, end quote. Bush forfeited the award, if you remember, in 2010 after the NCAA hit USC with multiple sanctions, including Bush for receiving improper benefits. But in light of NIL sweeping the college football landscape, calls for Bush to get his trophy back and be re-intensified in recent years.
That's nice. It shouldn't have taken this long. All these dumb-ass, stupid politics. Everybody holding on to what for what? To be self-righteous? Like, what was the big deal? Damn. Like, somebody always got to be made an example of. Who cares? Yes, this is a business. But for the business of college football and athletics, I mean, you would think that this was like the pearly gates of heaven and we had to kick Reggie Bush out. It's like, oh, well, we can't have this, and we can rob the players of money, right? We as a college football organization and NCAA and in a Heisman file, like, we can go out here and stop the players, prevent the players from making money. We know a lot of them are making money, but then we're going to punish you for it. Like, this sounds like a bad guy from a movie. Like, the NCAA is the ultimate gaslighter. Like, they're stealing from everybody, preventing everybody from making a living. And then they're going to stare at you in the face and say, hey, what you're doing is wrong. You're the thief. Good for Reggie Bush, but what a joke of a process that this was. 855-212-4227. It's such a double standard. That's why Mark Emmert, the former president, is gone. He didn't want to deal with all the changes on his watch. Kevin is here from Indianapolis. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, JR. Hope you can hear me. I got to be hands-free, man. I'm a UPS driver, feeder driver. I just thought I'd come in and give us some feeder UPS love, too. You know, we out here moving these packages and stuff. I used to call you on the night side when I used to get off work, the Raider fan living in Indianapolis there. But I'm a LA transplant, hardcore USC fan. I mean, the people, they was a little jealous of Reggie coming to school in that drop top 6'4 convertible, 64 Impala, you know, and then the house down in Lemon Grove. I know what did him in. Remember with the name and the cement in front of the house from this guy with the record company and all that stuff, you know, and he was kind of shady too. But with all this money coming on and all these people here living in Indianapolis at this headquarters of the NCAA, all of them coming to work, are they coming to work with bags or burglar masks on? Because there's a bunch of crooks down there robbing this system of money. And if anybody's mad at what these college players are making today, you are, number one, you jealous, but these kids deserve it all. I had a stepson was at Nevada. Now, he's had to call us all the time for this extra cash. I used to tell him all the time, you see those little gray-haired white folks up there, excuse the expression, up there? That's who you need to go get friends with. Use what you got to do. Now he kind of see what I'm talking about because they wasn't giving the money back then. But I'm so glad Reggie got his trophy back. I was at that game at the Orange Bowl when him and Matt played against Oklahoma at the in Orange Bowl.
Oh, Matt Leiner?
Yeah. That's how hardcore I am. I'm hardcore, you know. You know, if you from L.A., you got to be down with the Raiders and down with USC. You know, and well,
finish up, Kevin. I got to hit the break.
Okay, but if they ever, if USC can ever, ever keep the kids that comes around SoCal, look at all the top quarterbacks who's going to be in the draft. Where are they from? SoCal. You know, it's something about that. And, of course, the Long Beach Poly, all those schools out there, the Bishop Abbott and stuff. And then let's
not. All right, Kevin.
Okay. All right, brother. We love you, man. Right.
Drive safe. Appreciate you, Kevin.
All right. Tinfoil, bro.
Tinfoil? For what? What does that mean? Hickey, what the hell does that mean? Was that?
10-4, like over and out, right?
Oh, 10-4.
10-4, yeah. That's probably, you know, driver talk right there.
Oh, yeah, it is. I thought he said tinfoil.
Oh, like, I was like conspiracy?
Yeah, I was like, is that like a secret message? Like, to me, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Tinfoil? You calling me from a, like, 10-4? I don't know. But thank you for clarifying that. Yeah, 10-4. Yeah, shout-outs to the Uber. I'm going to get in trouble again. Shout-outs to the UPS, FedEx, DHS, Amazon, and everybody else with a truck, okay? Maersk, is that how you say it? Everybody on the docks and the bays and the trains and the subways, the planes and the automobiles. The JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side of the break. And, yes, Caleb Williams is leading the charge when it comes to quarterbacks getting drafted. We might have 6 or 7 QBs drafted in the first round tomorrow. We'll talk about it on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, I got all the Uber drivers, Lyft drivers, cab drivers, UPS drivers. They all calling up now. JR, you got to mention us. I'm here for everybody, okay? Here for everybody. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. Right before we went to break, we talked about Reggie Bush. The man got his Heisman back. He was selected at number 2 overall in his draft class. And he had a good career. The man lasted until 2016? Not too shabby, not too bad for a running back. Now, having said that, we know the NFL draft is tomorrow. I will remind you, we will have every single first-round pick for you right here on the Infinity Sports Network. Starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, myself and Bart Winkler will be here with you for every single pick. We got analysis. You'll get updates and trades and everything going on. So we got a busy, busy night tomorrow. So if you're going to be in the car, you're going to be in your vehicle, don't worry about it. We got you covered here for the NFL draft. And I'll be here before then as well at my normal time, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. And so, yeah, I'm going to be here. Hickey, let's do some. Is that 6 hours? Did I do that correctly?
6 hours of airtime with JR.
Did they made me do this, right? They made me?
I think you volunteered.
They asked, right? You know what they did?
And you could not say yes fast enough.
Like, why would I say no, right?
More time. Listen, you're giving the people what they want. More of you.
Okay. I should have a twin. Should. No one would know the difference, right? Is that how that works?
Would your twin then, would he do the first 2 hours of the show tomorrow, and then you would come in for the draft show? Or would you do the first 2 hours, have your twin do the draft show?
No, I'd have the twin do all six. I'd be on the beach. You know what we'd do? We'd alternate week to week.
Not bad.
But twins, their brains work different, right? You know how that goes?
I don't know. I've never had a twin.
You could look the same, but the brains are different.
So maybe one day JR makes sense, the other day he doesn't. We'll know who's on and who's off.
Nobody would know. People would be like, one day he's drunk, one day he's not. I've dated a twin. Have you ever dated a twin?
No.
They're different. Yeah, they're different.
Did you ever do the old mix-up?
No.
Knock, knock. Oh, I thought this was Jenny's room. Wow, Jamie, I didn't see you here.
Whoa. Whoa, Hickey. No. Heck no.
I never dated a twin, so I don't know.
Oh, you don't know until you, well, you're in a happy relationship, so don't worry about it, right?
Yeah, that's right. I never will, hopefully, have to date a twin.
Yeah, hopefully you never date a twin ever. Good stuff. Now, what are we talking about? 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. Hey, Lester is calling from Kansas. Hey, Lester, what's up? You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, JR? Thanks for having me on today, man.
No doubt.
Hey, I just wanted, you guys are talking about Reggie, and I just wanted to put out there, you know, I played Division II ball back in the day, and from Division II to Division III to the big guys up there, Notre Dame, Florida State, Alabama, everybody was getting paid. Somebody just sit there and single Reggie out to make an example out of him. But I guarantee you, if you send out a survey to any player that play NCAA football, and I guarantee you they would fill out a questionnaire saying, yes, they got paid. So what they did to Reggie, I think, was unfair, and he should never have been stripped of his NCAA Heisman. And that's all I have to say, man.
No, absolutely. I agree with you, Lester. Thank you for calling from Kansas. No, it's true. I mean, whether your uncle's getting the money, your mother's getting your money, especially if you're going to go pro. This is what happened with Reggie. There were agents all over the place, and everybody's trying to, you know, buy their favor. And these are what you call, quote unquote, advances. I want to sign you. I'm not hanging out with you because I want to help you in college. I'm hanging out with you. I'm trying to help you because I want a piece of that bread when you make it to the pros. I don't believe in the NFL, and I haven't looked at the percentages in a while. I think in the NFL, the agents only get about 3% on each contract, okay? These agents ain't making major dime off of every deal. That's why the big agencies, in a lot of cases, man, you got to have multiple clients. It's a small space. You know, there's a lot of agents in professional sports, but there's very few who sit at the top of the totem pole. And they're able to scrape a bunch of mil off of like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 players. And then everybody else got to fight for the scraps. It's tough being an agent. And a part of being an agent means you got to put your best foot forward and you got to try to attract and build a relationship and a rapport with the athletes while they're in school. And how do you do that? I'll help get your mom a car. I'll help you out with your training on the side. I'll pay for the personal trainer. And you better hope that you get a deal in the contract. And here's the facts. In a lot of cases, even after that player turns pro, man, these ain't lifelong agreements. You could help steer a guy's career. You could have paid for his training. You could have helped pay for his food. You could have helped got his parents a house and helped the family out. You could have busted your ass thinking about that future commission. And a player can wake up and go, I'm signing with Scott Boras, okay? A player could wake up and say, I'm signing. Hickey, what's the guy from Florida that everybody gets angry at every now and then? What's his name? I think he's
Rosenhaus?
Yeah, Drew Rosenhaus. Yeah. You can wake up and say, I'm signing with Drew Rosenhaus. Like, these are the names that people know. These are the dudes making tons of money off these big contracts. And to be honest, there are a lot of agents and wannabe agents. They're struggling to pay the fees to be an agent. They got to pay for the test. They got to pay for their license. Like, it is a cost prohibitive system to even be an agent. It really is. You really got to work for it. Shout outs to all the agents that are listening right now and the people that want to be agents. In a lot of cases, it ain't all it's cracked up to be. It's tough. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. If you don't got some guys at the top of the draft, and in a lot of cases, if you're not a part of a big agency, the CAAs, the Excels, and what have you, it's a hard knock life trying to be competitive. Or maybe you can be LeBron James' friend, and then you can have an agency. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We are going to take a break. We come back. We'll talk about some of the quarterbacks that will get drafted, expected to get drafted tomorrow. Talk some basketball. And then in about 30 minutes from now, I'm going to give you a top six list. We're going to take a look at some of the biggest quarterback busts that we have ever seen in NFL history. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
The JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. At the top of the hour, it's one of my favorite things to do throughout the course of the week. In about 20 minutes from now, I'm going to share with you a new top six list. And ahead of the NFL draft tomorrow night, it's going to be a top six list. Some of the biggest quarterback busts that we have ever seen in NFL history. Because as we know, there are a lot of quarterbacks in the draft, and there's a lot of teams who need a quarterback. Come on now, we can take a look at the Bears, the Commanders, the Patriots, the New York Giants. Who else needs a QB? Denver needs a quarterback. The Raiders need a quarterback. There's a lot of teams that need a lot of help. And then we got a lot of quarterbacks who are available. Where is J.J. McCarthy going to end up? Are the Giants going to take a quarterback? Who's going to trade out of the top 10 to get additional draft capital? Who's going to trade up because they got a guy that they really, really want? And so there's a lot of question marks. But between the McCarthys and the Daniels and the Nixes and the Penixes of the world, where the hell are all these guys going to go? There's a lot of speculation that we might have more quarterbacks selected in the first round tomorrow than any time ever before. Adam Schefter was having a chat with Rich Eisen, and Adam Schefter says, I think we're going to have six QBs get selected in the first round tomorrow. Listen.
We've got what we know are seven teams with quarterback questions in the first 13 picks.
Mm-hmm.
I could give you a few more teams behind them. The Rams, the Seahawks, the Cowboys, that have their own quarterback questions, not to mention any others that are out there. There aren't enough quarterbacks to go around. There just aren't. So even if you're not as good, even if your grade is not as high, the chances are you're going to get elevated. And because of the need, the demand exceeds the supply. So based on that, I'm going to say we get six in the first round.
Well, Hickey, is he teaching economics or is he talking about drugs? Like, what's all that about?
A lot of numbers. A lot of need, a lot of numbers. But like you said, end of the day, it feels like this could be a record number of six QBs going around. I mean, yeah. Forget round one. It could be like the top 15 picks.
15? Not all quarterbacks. You mean amongst? What are you saying?
No, I'm saying like teams trading up and moving up. Like by the time like the first 15 picks are set tomorrow.
Yeah.
We could, like, I think we'll have six quarterbacks taken.
Yeah, I think so. Chicago, definitely that's one. Washington will take a QB. We don't know what New England is going to do. Do you think New England's going to sit at number three? You think they're going to trade out?
I think at the end of the day, they're going to trade out.
Yeah, I think after messing around with Mac Jones, I think the next time they bring in a QB, they want to feel very confident about him. I don't think they want to just take the guy, whoever the hell is going to be there, because he's there. You know, is that still going to be Drake May or Jaden Daniels? Somebody's going to move. Is it going to be the Patriots? Is it going to be the Cardinals? Chargers will probably stay, you know, where they're at to get somebody for the offensive line. Maybe they'll take a wide receiver. The New York Giants, I mean, no, they'll stay. You think they go wide receiver tomorrow? Wide receiver, right?
They should. I think they will. Yeah, they need a lot of help around quarterback first.
What's this guy's name? Let Daniel Jones fail on his own or get hurt. Giants are going to suck anyway regardless. At least you have Jalen Hyatt already on the team. That man didn't see the ball last year until the end of the season. And then you got another wide receiver to work with. And, yeah, there was no reason to keep Saquon on because you're rebuilding-ass team. Like, come on, why just pay this running back money when your team is going absolutely nowhere? Atlanta Falcons, they pick at number 8. They don't need no damn QB. Tennessee Titans, they're not picking a quarterback. They're going to roll with Levis and see what he has. Chicago Bears are probably going to end up picking up another wide receiver. The New York Jets will probably go wide receiver if they don't get offensive line help. Minnesota Vikings, are they going to go? They're going to go quarterback? I mean, keep in mind, the Minnesota Vikings will be selecting at both number 11 and number 23. They're a candidate to move up in the draft. I expect them to. The Denver Broncos, Raiders, two teams that also need QBs, but it's where things get interesting. One of those teams is going to end up jumping into the top 5 to get a quarterback that they want. What wouldn't surprise me as well if the Tennessee Titans, if they end up jumping out of that spot as well. Hey, Hickey, with your Colts selecting a number 15, what the hell you want from them?
A guy in your neck of the woods, Brock Bowers.
You think he's still going to be around at 15?
I'm getting more nervous by the day. I really hope the Colts are aggressive, trade up maybe the Bears, who need some draft capital and get ahead of a team like the Jets. But the closer we get to the draft, the more and more I see people prognosticating that Brock Bowers is going in the top 10, and that scares me.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about all of the tight ends in the NFL right now, how valuable they are to, like, the good teams. We got the Mark Andrews of the world. We have the Kittles and the Kelseys. You would think that, hey, if you want to be competitive, you got to find a pass catcher up the middle. And Brock Bowers, I mean, outside of busting up his leg, you know, this past season, from the day he ended up on campus here at Georgia or down the road, this man has been busting ass since he's been a freshman. And so, yeah, wherever he ends up is going to be good. And if he were to be paired with Anthony Richardson, at least that would give him some type of a escape hatch than trying to barrel down the middle, trying to tackle everybody. Hickey, I don't know how you have confidence in this man. Every time I look at Anthony Richardson, I say, man, injury waiting to happen.
I am optimistic. I'm hopeful. I mean, he's not frail, which is good, so it's now about falling the right way and being smart. I'm praying, fingers crossed here, that he learned his lesson from last year.
Look, there's a reason that Joe Flacco decided to sign that contract. There's a reason why, as a backup, what is he getting, $8 million? $8 million to be a backup?
Nice, pretty penny, right?
They are all anticipating this man to just fall apart at the seams. And speaking of falling apart at the seams, I see the owner is it Ursay? Irsay? How do you say this man's name?
Ursay. Jim Ursay.
Jim Ursay says he's not going to be at the draft. And he said that the rumors about him being addicted or having an overdose, he said that's wrong, right? Isn't that what he said?
Yes. The medical incident, I guess if you want to phrase it that way, was something with leg pain.
Oh, okay.
At 4 in the morning, that is what Jim Irsay is claiming happened.
He said he's now had a million surgeries, right?
Yes. Yes, he's been holed up for a while.
And didn't he have a drug addiction, painkillers? Didn't he admit that?
He did. He definitely admitted that amongst a lot of other things, but yes, he has fought addiction for a lot of his life.
Okay. unfortunately, right?
So yes, very sad.
I'm not going to sit here and, just make things up. Wouldn't it be okay to say that he might still be on drugs? No, doesn't that make sense? That's what the police said.
The evidence definitely suggests that maybe it wasn't just a leg injury that the cops got called for.
All right. Look.
Not great.
All the best to Jim Irsay, the owner of the Indianapolis Colts. And good luck to your Colts tomorrow, man. They need a quarterback amongst other things. It's quite competitive now in the AFC South. Let's see what the Jags continue to do and what the Titans do. Yeah, things looking kind of...
How about your Jets, JR? Should we go crazy here? Do you want to draft a quarterback? 1 year Aaron Rodgers, then have, his successor waiting in the wings for 2025?
Oh,
let's get nuts.
So he can complain for the next, 8 months? No thanks.
How many TV shows is he going to go on the next day if that happens?
He's going to bitch, whine, complain. How dare they take a QB? I demand a trade. Send me to Mars. I need to go on a wilderness retreat to Oregon. I don't know. Look, the New York Jets need to just get him a wide receiver and just call it a day. All right, just take whoever the best is there. There's a lot of wide receivers. I assume by the time the Jets select at 10, Odunze will be there. He would be a nice complement to Garrett Wilson, a big receiver to complement the smaller slot-ish receiver. So, look, you put all of your eggs in the Aaron Rodgers basket, you might as well keep the man happy before he decides to run for president, come up with conspiracy theories, whatever else he's been doing. I'm sure we'll have a nice word from Aaron Rodgers on Friday about the draft pick. What wild dude he is. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. On the other side, it's time for a new top six list. We're going to go down a list. Top six quarterback busts in NFL history. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
The JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. At the top of the hour, it's one of my favorite things to do throughout the course of the week. In about 20 minutes from now, I'm going to share with you a new top six list. And ahead of the NFL draft tomorrow night, it's going to be a top six list. Some of the biggest quarterback busts that we have ever seen in NFL history. Because as we know, there are a lot of quarterbacks in the draft. And there's a lot of teams who need a quarterback. Come on now. We can take a look at the Bears, the Commanders, the Patriots, the New York Giants. Who else needs a QB? Denver needs a quarterback. The Raiders need a quarterback. There's a lot of teams that need a lot of help. And then we got a lot of quarterbacks who are available. Where is J.J. McCarthy going to end up? Are the Giants going to take a quarterback? Who's going to trade out of the top 10 to get additional draft capital? Who's going to trade up because they got a guy that they really, really want? And so there's a lot of question marks, but between the McCarthys and the Daniels and the Nixes and the Penixes of the world, where the hell are all these guys going to go? There's a lot of speculation that we might have more quarterbacks selected in the first round tomorrow than any time ever before. Adam Schefter was having a chat with Rich Eisen, and Adam Schefter says, I think we're going to have six QBs get selected in the first round tomorrow. Listen.
We've got what we know are seven teams with quarterback questions in the first 13 picks.
Mm-hmm.
I could give you a few more teams behind them. The Rams, the Seahawks, the Cowboys that have their own quarterback questions, not to mention any others that are out there. There aren't enough quarterbacks to go around. There just aren't. So even if you're not as good, even if your grade is not as high, the chances are you're going to get elevated. And because of the need, the demand exceeds the supply. So based on that, I'm going to say we get six in the first round.
Well, Hickey, is he teaching economics or is he talking about drugs? Like, what's all that about?
A lot of numbers. A lot of need, a lot of numbers. But like you said, end of the day, it feels like this could be a record number of six QBs going around. I mean, forget round one. It could be like the top 15 picks.
15? Not all quarterbacks. You mean amongst? What are you saying?
No, I'm saying like teams trading up and moving up. Like by the time like the first 15 picks are set tomorrow.
Yeah.
We could like, I think we'll have six quarterbacks taken.
Yeah, I think so. Chicago, definitely that's one. Washington will take a QB. We don't know what New England is going to do. Do you think New England's going to sit at number three? Do you think they're going to trade out?
I think at the end of the day, they're going to trade out.
I think after messing around with Mac Jones, I think the next time they bring in a QB, they want to feel very confident about him. I don't think they want to just take the guy, whoever the hell is going to be there, because he's there. You know, is that still going to be Drake May or Jaden Daniels? Somebody's going to move. Is it going to be the Patriots? Is it going to be the Cardinals? Chargers will probably stay, you know, where they're at to get somebody for the offensive line. Maybe they'll take a wide receiver. The New York Giants, I mean, no, they'll stay. You think they go wide receiver tomorrow? Wide receiver, right?
They should. I think they will. Yeah, they need a lot of help around quarterback first.
What's this guy's name? Let Daniel Jones fail on his own or get hurt. Giants are going to suck anyway regardless. At least you have Jalen Hyatt already on the team. That man didn't see the ball last year until the end of the season. And then you got another wide receiver to work with. And yeah, there was no reason to keep Saquon on because you're rebuilding ass team. Like, come on, why just pay this running back money when your team is going absolutely nowhere? Atlanta Falcons, they pick at number 8. They don't need no damn QB. Tennessee Titans, they're not picking a quarterback. They're going to roll with Levis and see what he has. Chicago Bears are probably going to end up picking up another wide receiver. The New York Jets will probably go wide receiver if they don't get offensive line help. Minnesota Vikings, are they going to go? They're going to go quarterback? I mean, keep in mind, the Minnesota Vikings will be selecting at both number 11 and number 23. They're a candidate to move up in the draft. I expect them to. The Denver Broncos, Raiders, two teams that also need QBs, but it's where things get interesting. One of those teams is going to end up jumping into the top five to get a quarterback that they want. What wouldn't surprise me as well if the Tennessee Titans, if they end up jumping out of that spot as well. Hey, Hickey, with your Colts selecting a number 15, what the hell you want from them?
A guy in your neck of the woods, Brock Bowers.
You think he's still going to be around at 15?
I'm getting more nervous by the day. I really hope the Colts are aggressive, trade up maybe the Bears, who need some draft capital and get ahead of a team like the Jets. But the closer we get to the draft, the more and more I see people prognosticating that Brock Bowers is going in the top 10, and that scares me.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about all of the tight ends in the NFL right now, how valuable they are to, like, the good teams. We got the Mark Andrews of the world. We have the Kittles and the Kelseys. You would think that, hey, if you want to be competitive, you got to find a pass catcher up the middle. And Brock Bowers, I mean, outside of busting up his leg, you know, this past season, from the day he ended up on campus here at Georgia or down the road, this man has been busting ass since he's been a freshman. And so, yeah, wherever he ends up is going to be good. And if he were to be paired with Anthony Richardson, at least that would give him some type of a escape hatch than trying to barrel down the middle, trying to tackle everybody. Hickey, I don't know how you have confidence in this man. Every time I look at Anthony Richardson, I say, man, injury waiting to happen.
I am optimistic. I'm hopeful. I mean, he's not frail, which is good, so it's okay. Now about falling the right way and being smart. I'm praying, fingers crossed here, that he learned his lesson from last year.
Look, there's a reason that Joe Flacco decided to sign that contract. There's a reason why, as a backup, what is he getting, $8 million? $8 million to be a backup?
Nice, pretty penny, right?
They are all anticipating this man to just fall apart at the seams. And speaking of falling apart at the seams, I see the owner is, what is it? Is it Ursay? How do you say this man's name?
Ursay. Jim Ursay.
Jim Ursay says he's not going to be at the draft. And he said that the rumors about him being addicted or having an overdose, he said that's wrong, right? Isn't that what he said?
Yes. The medical incident, I guess if you want to phrase it that way, was something with the leg pain.
Oh, okay.
At 4 in the morning, that is what Jim Ursay is claiming happened.
He said he had he's now had a million surgeries, right?
Yes. Yes, he's been holed up for a while.
And didn't he have a drug addiction, painkillers? Didn't he admit that?
Yeah, he did. He definitely admitted that amongst a lot of other things, but yes, he has fought addiction for a lot of his life.
Okay. Unfortunately, right?
So yes, very sad.
I'm not going to sit here and just make things up. Wouldn't it be okay to say that he might still be on drugs? No, doesn't that make sense? That's what the police said.
The evidence definitely suggests that maybe it wasn't just a leg injury that the cops got called for.
All right. Look.
Not great.
All the best to Jim Ursay, the owner of the Indianapolis Colts. And good luck to your Colts tomorrow, man. They need a quarterback amongst other things. It's quite competitive now in the AFC South. Let's see what the Jags continue to do and what the Titans do. Yeah, things are looking kind of...
How about your Jets, JR? Should we go crazy here? Do you want to draft a quarterback? 1 year Aaron Rodgers, then have, his successor waiting in the wings for 2025?
Oh,
let's get nuts.
So he can complain for the next, 8 months? No thanks.
How many TV shows is he going to go on the next day if that happens?
He's going to bitch, whine, complain. How dare they take a QB? I demand a trade. You send me to Mars. I need to go on a wilderness retreat to Oregon. I don't know. Look, the New York Jets need to just get him a wide receiver and just call it a day. All right? Just take whoever the best is there. There's a lot of wide receivers. I assume by the time the Jets select at 10, Odunze will be there. He would be a nice complement to Garrett Wilson, a big receiver to complement the smaller slot-ish receiver. So, look, you put all of your eggs in the Aaron Rodgers basket, you might as well keep the man happy before he decides to run for president, come up with conspiracy theories, whatever the else he's been doing. I'm sure we'll have a nice word from Aaron Rodgers on Friday about the draft pick. What wild dude he is. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. On the other side, it's time for a new top six list. We're going to go down a list. Top six quarterback busts in NFL history. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.